Hey, this is Rose.
And this is Maggie.
And welcome to Enchanting Magic, our podcast all about Disney.
Well, we want to thank all our listeners. We want to thank our emails. And we especially want to thank our latest email from Magical Munchkin.
Magical Munchkin, thank you for emailing us. Magical Munchkin emails about countries that she believes we should also be adding to Epcot. She brought up two countries. One is Scotland, because of the movie Brave with Princess Merida, who is an official Disney princess, so it's always good to bring that into the parks.
Definitely.
And the other one was Switzerland, because she told us that the Little Mermaid is set in Switzerland, at least the new one.
The new live-action one?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe.
Got it. And Rose and I, before the podcast, were talking about Hans Christian Andersen. Where is he from? And he is from Copenhagen, Denmark. But they say he's a Danish master of literary fairy tales. And then we were Googling Danish and Denmark, are they the same? And actually they're not. But they're saying that he's a Danish master.
Just makes it very confusing.
Very much so. But that's okay. It's Disney.
All right. And we do actually have some Disney news. Our main thing is slightly old. On the 9th of September, Tron turned into a regular queue instead of a virtual queue, which is very exciting. It has been on the high side, but I do expect that to slowly go down as people are getting used to it no longer being a virtual queue. It's kind of like a big push that it's suddenly there. Other news is there's a new Disney Plus show coming, Agatha All Along. It's going to be coming out on September 18th. Only on Disney Plus. Yes, Mom? I can't hear that.
Oh, you can't hear it? I got a sound effect for yay. I finally found one.
Did it come through? It did not come through.
Okay.
Also, the Disney Store is currently having a sale, so.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's there. Our Oh Boy sale. 40% off in our Oh Boy sale.
Can you send me the link?
You just have to go on shopdisney.com.
Okay, that's what I'll be doing.
Afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Not right now.
Okay.
All right. Today we're going to be staying in Epcot as we talk about what we would do to enhance Epcot.
Yes. And I have to tell you, I said to Rose beforehand, this was hard to do because it's individual. It's how we personally feel. And Rose and I, you saw from last week, our countries are totally opposite what we like. And to be impartial and think about, I'm sorry, what?
Except for the one that we had in the same spot.
Exactly. Very hard to be impartial and think about the larger audience, not just personal feelings, but we also tried to think of the Disney movies so that it's not like Disney has to recreate something. Think of the movies, where they're set, and how we could bring those into the land. So we did a lot of research on this.
We all, at least I also, I believe my mom also looked into the countries themselves and just what they're known for to try to get a little bit more of their culture in.
Definitely. And I found out I really want to go to Italy. I'd love to go to Norway. Even Mexico looked really cool. So.
All right. I did have two things I did want to say that I would love to have all over Epcot, which disappeared.
Oh, I must have typed over it. Oops.
Mom!
Sorry. I do this at work too.
All right. I would love to see like a museum or like pictures around each of the countries of different Disney people from the country. So Imagineers that are from different countries. If their country is in Epcot, I would love to see their pictures in different spots around the pavilions.
Totally agree. And the other thing is in Europe, there are so many beautiful art museums. Their artwork is beautiful. So it would be nice to have some authentic art there.
Yeah. The other thing I would like, well, first of all, it's not just the art. I would like to see their pictures, but like their photos. Yes. Does that make sense? I want to be sure that what I was talking about was photos was clear, because I just realized that was a little bit too open-ended on that what I said.
That's okay. It's all good.
All right. The other thing I would love to see is Mickey and Minnie's in traditional outfits and color and or colors of all the countries.
That would be great. And talk about a merchandising perk also.
Oh my God, so much merchandise. So much merchandise could be done with that.
And I know they have them because I know when you guys were little, we used to buy, we got them from Germany. We got them from Italy, I think. We got them from like our nationalities. but we don't see them anymore.
Yeah, bring that back, people. That's a great merchandising opportunity they lost.
Yeah. And then my addition is, I love that the staff are from the country. It makes you feel like it's more authentic. Like, they have the accent. They know about the culture. And yeah. I think that really makes the experience more authentic.
I do like that they have different people. When I was at the Norway restaurant, my server was from Norway, and we did chat about Norway a bit. Pretty cool. So funny that rice pudding is a Christmas dessert.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I love rice pudding. Okay.
All right. So we are going to start the traditional Epcot way in Mexico.
Okay.
Saying traditional because there is a debate online about where you should start, which there are three options. You can start in Mexico, Canada, or France.
Oh, we're starting at Mexico because I know Rose is going to dish Canada, so I need some ammunition before she does that.
This is also a multi-part series. We are not getting through all the countries tonight.
No.
Or today, whenever you're listening to it.
Okay.
Alrighty. So we're going over to Mexico just as a little refresher. Mexico has a lot of food. It also has a little ride, and it has shops.
It has a lot of drinks. Yes.
All right. One of the first things I'm going to say, which I think my mother is also putting, is talking about the Grand Fiesta, the ride that is currently there.
Oh, yeah.
I think it needs to be reimagined.
Yes.
Mostly because kids that I teach do not know about the three Caballeros.
Well, I'm going to piggyback on Rose because we did this without looking at each other's notes. The three Caballeros is started in 1944. Again, she's modernizing me. It's a very old movie. And like Rose said, not many people know it. I have to say, I don't even remember watching it.
And as much as I personally do love it, but I think to get a variety of people to it, it would need to be reimagined to Coco.
And I wrote the same thing. And plus, my little kindergartners know Coco. My first, second, third, they all know who Coco is. And Coco is so explosive and colorful, just like all the Mexican colors. What?
Yeah, they need to bring those colors all around the pavilion. It's... More decorations. It just needs more decorations.
Definitely. My second thing is have the characters talking about whatever, whether it's three Caballeros, having the cartoon characters walking around. You know, it's a Disney op. I know they have the ones that are stationed, like, oh, at 3 o'clock you can meet Pooh Bear, at 2 o'clock this princess. But just why not have the characters walking around?
That would be really cool. That should actually just be for every part of the pavilions to begin with.
Oh, totally true. Totally true.
Yeah. All right. My next thing is occasionally the mariachi band will come outside and will be playing and will be slightly blocked off. One, I think they need more of that, and they need to have live entertainment a little bit more, with either have dancers out there with the mariachi people or have like little dance lessons.
That would be really sweet. Yeah.
I'm just imagining little kids coming up and doing the dancing as the band is playing and people are dancing and showing the little kids the movements,
yes,
or adults the movement, and or adults who have partaken too much.
Yes. To keep up.
You have to admit that in my mind is a little bit hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that too. And I think a dedicated area too, because when you walk down into Mexico, I mean, it's all shop. Like, that big circle is like a huge buying pavilion there.
Just so you know, there is a restaurant in the middle as well.
Yes, I know. I'm just saying it's a lot of shopping area. So outside would bring people. You hear the music. You visually see something. You're going to walk over to it.
Yeah.
I wrote, even though there's all these restaurants, the food is okay. I had the churros twice. I think they were very dry. It could have been from that day.
I think we need to try the churro sundae.
Okay. Rose likes combining hot and cold food. I'm not that kind of fan. On the dips or french fries in the ice cream, which is now I think Friendly's now advertises that, or Wendy's or something.
Wendy's.
Okay. And then also, I was looking at the restaurants. La Catina, like, I like tacos that are not, I like them with meat, with chicken. I don't like the regular taco meat. And La Catina had so many varieties, but the ones I like are on corn, and I can't do a corn tortilla. So I wish there were options besides like gluten free. You know, if you could say, "Oh yeah, I want a chicken tortilla. Can I have it on a flour?" I
They,
think that'd be helpful.
I will say it's probably on corn tortillas for two reasons. One, it's more traditional, more authentic. Two, corn tortillas tend to be easier to find gluten free.
True, but some people like me, you can't eat corn tortillas.
Yeah.
So I.
Also, they didn't use the ground beef because that's not traditional taco filling.
Okay, I'm just saying that's the kind of taco I don't like, but I do like the other kind. Okay.
Want to say that. All
Rose
right,
has one less.
I had something added to this is I went into the Disney archives and found what was t movies took place in Mexico. And one of the things I found out was that one of Munchkin's favorite series, National Treasure, The Edge of History, has a scene in Mexico.
She likes National Treasure.
Yes.
I didn't know that. I'm gonna go text her right now.
Yes, Munchkin does like National Treasure. That she used to like to watch it a lot when we were younger. She might not like it as much now.
Hey Rose, guess what? If
Yes.
you have magical Munchkin, we need nicknames. You know, like in Harry Potter when they were on the loose and they did the Wizarding wireless radio, and there was Rodent and there was Raptor. We need some nicknames too.
I will say that was not the direction I thought you were going to go. I thought you were going to Prongs, Mooney, Wormtail, Padfoot.
Oh, I like that one
We'll
actually.
say that I thought you were going to go in that direction. But we'll think about it over the next couple episodes. People who are listening, you're welcome to write in any of the nicknames that you think might be good. Our email is enchantingmagicpod, pod is spelled POD, at gmail.com.
Excellent. Okay. Did you have
Anyways,
more to talk
back
about with
to
National Treasure?
music.
Yeah, my
I
bad.
thought it would be really cool to do some sort of like archaeology thing, with going with National Treasure, maybe a cryptology where you're solving ciphers or something. Just National Treasure is amazing. I love the series as well. I think that the code breaking and everything, it's like an escape room,
I
okay?
was thinking of an escape room, yeah.
I don't think Disney could do an escape room, but like a walkthrough attraction maybe that has like different puzzles you can stop out. That would be cool.
That would be kind of cool.
You could even have it centered in different sections around the pavilion, so you have to like go and search and find it.
That is kind of, almost like, have you seen Survivor where they have to go to a stand and you have to solve a puzzle and then you lift it up to find the answer?
Yeah. And the thing is, if it's like in boxes and stuff like that, they can change the answers every couple months, so it's not always the same.
True.
If it
Very
was
true.
actually like built in, it'd have to stay the same.
Okay.
All right.
So that is our Mexico.
Yeah, those are our big changes for Mexico. To be fair, most of these are very doable for this for Mexico.
Well, lots of things. Rose and I also didn't want to do like, oh yeah, they should do this. Like that's out of sight. These are doable things that I think, well, I think would work.
You're about to regret that in the next section.
Oh, okay.
And when we finally get to Japan, which is not today's episode.
Oh boy. Well, listen up, everyone. Okay, go ahead, Rose.
Okay, so I'm going to start with a more doable thing, which is when we're going over to Norway, because we need to go over to Norway. That is our
Yum.
next one. It currently has the bakery, it has an Elsa and Anna meet and greet, Frozen Ever After, and the buffet. We need a quick service that sells actual Norwegian food. I want meatballs.
Yes. Why Norway and meatballs? How does that coordinate, Rose?
I have n Swedish meatballs.
Oh, okay. I
So
wasn't sure.
yes, I know Norway and Sweden are different places, but still. And there's amazing meatballs over in the buffet. That is so good, and I want them more.
Okay.
I only got one of those meatballs, and I'm sad for
I'm
that.
sorry.
But yeah, I want those meatballs. I want some more food. Honestly, every single land should have some sort of quick service.
I totally agree. And a good quick service too.
To be fair, I think there's not very many bad quick services to begin with, so
Okay.
yeah.
On to the next one. Okay. I also put more snacks. They have the one bakery, which is wonderful. It's very tight getting in there. It's very tight getting out of. There's like this little pathway with a wooden, like, what is the right thing I'm thinking of? Like a wooden fence that holds you in? Path?
A fence?
Fence or whatever it is. And you're right against the counter. You have to lean over people to see. It just, you need a
divider.
Divider, thank you. That's the one. And then, like, I wanted something, but we were already at the register. And I was like, oh, well, I really can't order it now. And also in the bakery, a description of what they are. Because, I mean, I was like, I'm sorry, what is this? What is this? What is that? You know. So yeah. I think a description would help. And definitely more space. And more snacks outside, like Rose said. Quick serve.
We need more food.
Yeah, actually. And you know where they sell the Mickey pretzels? Like, they have a little stand. Why can't they do that with some of their more popular items?
You're not wrong on that.
Okay.
See, they have the stands with, like, the popcorn, the ice cream, the frozen stuff, and everything. They have the stands with the Joffrey's coffee and donuts.
Yeah. Or even just a little cart that has, you know, same ice pops and waters. Ooh, Rose just thought of something.
I thought of something.
Go for it.
Street food.
I'm sorry.
Have a little street food cart at each one to. You don't even need quick service. Just have, like, a little cart selling, like, the two most popular street foods for each country.
What do you mean street food?
So street food is, like, if you go out and you're just looking around, like, our street, America, our biggest street food is a hot dog. You go on the streets of New York City, you're going to see a hot dog.
True. You don't want to eat it, friends.
Ignoring that part. If I go to Korea, I might see the Korean dog. I might see, there's so much in Korea. I might see the fruit on a stick with that crystallized sugar on it. I think it's India. They have those balls of dough that you fill with some sort of spicy thing.
Well, that's great, but I'll say one or two. I mean, we don't want so much limited. If they sell, like, four or five items, you know, I think that would be great. And it's not that far a walk to get a refill.
I just thought that would be really cool. That just, my mind just went to street food. Sorry about that, everyone.
That's a good idea, Rose. Okay.
Welcome to my brain. All right. The next thing on my list is I think they need to increase the area in the back of the Norway Pavilion.
Yes.
So I think that there's a little waterfall that's there. I want more. I want them to open up, like, a walking path in the backs. Because one of the things I did learn about when I was researching Norway is they have a very outdoor walking, hiking culture.
Very true.
I want some walking paths back there. And I don't want them in the front. I want them in the back where there can be some shade from trees and everything.
Mm-hmm. That's the other thing. Everywhere that needs more seating for when you get a quick service. Yeah. The pavilion where you walk in and you see the trees with Loki. I remember Loki was one of them. There's some of the gods, I believe, the Nordic gods.
You're talking about the temple.
The temple. It needs more lighting. I know they're trying to set ambiance and trying to figure out, like, oh, you know, this is a certain setting. But you really do need more lighting. And I want to see, the carved trees are so intricate and they're viney. You can't tell because it wasn't very bright.
I mean, I think they were trying to do that because it's a sacred temple. Temples are supposed to be a little bit darker, but I can get where you're coming from.
Yeah. And my last one, oh my gosh, what is, like, everyone loving? Gnomes. What a gnome.
Trolls.
Trolls. There was no troll memorabilia. Oh my god, I just went into one of the shops today to get some Halloween stuff, and I see trolls for Christmas, trolls for Halloween, and I'm thinking, oh, or no, gnomes, whatever. They're, like, missing out. Disney, put some trolls. Look at Frozen. They have those cute little trolls that are rolling all over the place.
So, little secret.
Oh, okay. They're going to listen to me?
If you do the DuckTales adventure.
You mean the kid thing?
Yes. One of the secret missions will give you a troll trading card.
That's pretty good to know. But I want to
I'm not telling you which one. I'm not telling you how to get it, but I will say there's a secret mission.
But I want a stuffed animal. I want to put it on my desk and let the kids see it and say, hey, this is from Norway.
Well, especially the fact that they did have those in Frozen.
Exactly. It was huge. You are missing out, Disney. Okay. I think that's all we have, right?
I think that's all that we have. My thing was just I wanted some walking paths, I wanted some shade, and I wanted more food.
Pretty much the same. And trolls.
All right, so we're going to China. This is where I start getting a little bit out of budget.
Just a tiny. Did we both get out of budget? No, I'm not as bad. I think Germany was my out of budget one.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So the first thing I said is update the show.
So Rose, why? Because you didn't even go in with Munchkin and I when we went to China.
I went in. Munchkin stayed out.
Okay. Oh, we did. I was the other way around then. Okay. Why do you need to update it?
Does it feels like I'm watching a video from the 80s?
With the people.
Like a whole movie.
So the whole thing doesn't have to be updated. It's more of the costumes and the people that you see.
So it takes videos of China back when it, whenever this movie was made. So you're seeing people who look, first of all, it's kind of grainy. It has that old home video type of graininess to it that you see these days. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Or it's not crisp, clear, like you would expect to see.
Grainy, your pixels. Yep.
Pixelated. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Second is the things that you're seeing, you can tell are very old looking. And it's probably missing some things. I don't know China as well as I would love to. I don't know what it looks like from above. And I did not do that much research into it, but I'm pretty sure the skylines and everything have changed over the years.
I got
it. For example, the Great Wall of China now has a big hole in it from those people who decided to make a hole in it.
Very true. Now, I just Googled the Reflections of China movie in Epcot Pavilion was opened in 2003. It was a remake of the 1982 Wonders of China movie that was shown at the same location. So it is a 1980s movie. So it would be great to reimagine it. I totally agree.
And it could definitely be reimagined. It'd be great to have the same sort of show, but it could be completely different. And you know what? I'm all for it.
Okay. Yeah, me too. Yeah. Mine is, I love Chinese food. I would love to have a quick service Chinese food.
There is a quick service Chinese food.
Yeah, but it's not as, okay. I'd rather a cart. Like an outside vendor or something. You have to walk up. You got to walk up the stairs. Walk to the left. Just right in the front. Hey, Chinese food. Quick service here. Let's take some, you know.
So you want to switch the sit down and the quick service locations?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Oh, that makes sense. I would also like to update the quick service I've already used so it doesn't feel like generic Chinese quick takeout.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's what I want.
My next thing is a Mulan meet and greet.
Oh, very true.
Mulan. So Mulan is an amazing movie that takes place in China.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. I know that they actually did film one of the live action music videos before the live action movie, but one of Reflections in the garden there. I just think that we should have a meet and greet.
It's totally a
great way to bring another princess into the park. Great for little kids. Great for adults. It's Mulan is a character you really don't see in any of the parks, so please give her to us.
Come to think of it, yeah, you're right. There's also no, and that's kind of funny because I may be wrong, it might be Japan. Isn't the Hello Kitty all over China or is that Japan?
Japan.
Okay. I didn't see any Mulan merchandise, Mushu. I didn't see any of that in China.
Sorry.
Did you?
No, I did not. I saw some pins. That's okay. About it.
The other thing is there's Rey and the Lost Dragon. That's in China. And again, it's a more, Mulan is wonderful. I think you should have Mulan. But this is a kids movie now, a new one, the Rey and the Lost Dragon in the past few years. Yeah. Kids know that. And the dragon merchandise, Mushu, Mulan, this little girl Rey. I mean, come on, Disney. You got to keep up. If you're going to put out new movies, you got to stick with the merchandise.
Speaking of dragons, you're coming to my big ticket item for China.
Oh, gosh. What?
I want a dragon coaster.
That would be cute.
Dragons are a huge part of Chinese mythology. Exactly. I want a dragon coaster. I would love to see them do the Dance of the Dragon out in Epcot. That would be awesome, too.
That would be awesome.
Give me dragons.
That's a really good point, Rose. Is there room for a coaster?
In the back. Just put it in the back.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder how much undeveloped land there is behind, because I know they want to develop other countries behind the countries that are there.
So, there are spots for countries between countries. That's the thing. So just go backwards. Go back. Open the back area. Like when they did with Ratatouille.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ratatouille is fantastic.
But yeah, give me a dragon coaster. Give me dragons. Give us dragons. Mm-hmm. There's two movies in China with dragons. Give them to us.
True. And if you can't do like a full-size roller coaster, a theme park ride, maybe going through, would you take that if you can't do a coaster?
I will take a theme park ride. I'll take a dark ride. That'll be fine.
Does Epcot have any?
If it has dragons in it.
What?
If it has dragons in it.
Does Epcot have any rides?
Yes, Mom. Epcot has rides.
In the countries, not in the land or...
There's one in France. There's one in Norway. There's one in Mexico.
Let me rephrase that. Does it have any coasters?
In the land section? No. There's only one in the space section.
Okay, which we all know about, which we love. Okay.
Guardians.
Okay. I was in Space Mountain, sorry.
Good thing I was the one who talked.
Okay. One other thing about China is they have a huge selection of teas. And why don't they have tea out there, like promoting some of this? So
you're not wrong. I would love to see also like a, this would go for both China and Japan. They have funky flavors of chips, a funky flavor sample thing.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to commit to the full size bag. You could just get like a little samples.
I wonder if they stopped that for COVID because you can't share with the tea, with the samples, stuff like that.
Probably, but we are year four after COVID.
That's true. Yep.
And we're still bringing things back.
Anything else about China?
I don't think I actually have much else about China. It has a lot of good stuff. It does have some tea in it already, so that is always good. Just the character. Give me Mulan. Give me dragons.
So, Rose, who's your favorite princess?
Mulan.
You said it was Snow White.
No.
Yes, you did. I will upgrade our... I will look at our Excel sheet. You said it was Snow White. Okay. Moving on.
I will literally go to favorite characters, and you will see no Snow White on my top five characters.
I could have sworn you said Snow White.
No, that was for a Halloween costume, Mom.
Okay. For... I'll go on as she's looking. Germany is our next one. Germany has an amazing buffet. I know Rose likes it with the beer garden. They have the favorite sweet place that I absolutely love, which is the caramel couchet. That sounds Italian.
No, you're still in Germany. You're good.
Okay. So I think the restaurant, you need more room. So I think that's what I need. More room.
So remember, it's not quite a restaurant. It's a bakery. It's a snack grab and go place.
Yes. Okay.
So, but I do agree it needs some more seating.
Definitely. Because outside we saw a bench. The other thing, people, when you're at Epcot or Disney or anywhere and you're on a bench, don't sit in the middle. Sit to the side so that other people can sit with you.
Okay, you're not wrong on that.
There's no public service announcement.
All right. So my first thing is I'm going back to music and dancing.
Okay.
I am bringing some of the band from inside of Summerfest and bringing them out into the heat, into the rest of the area. Bringing out, bringing that music, bringing that dancing out.
That's very true. Yep. And what's funny is I wrote the same thing. Need music outside. You can, like, now I'm thinking, I always walk by Morocco because I don't hear anything in there. Yeah. If I heard music, if I heard theme music or Disney pipes, food smells all over the park, why not pipe some food smell there? Okay. Bring people into the countries.
So I do have one thing to say. I was there for Food and Wine this weekend again.
Mm-hmm. Big surprise.
Big surprise. I will probably be there every weekend.
Wow. And save some for me.
Do you realize how much food there is?
Yes, we went through that. It took a long time.
You really think I can get all the food right now? I've only been eating things you really would not be eating.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, so what's your point? Go ahead, go for it.
Anyways, this is actually doable. I went to Food and Wine and not actually in Germany, but like right near it, there was a stage and they had music going and they had dancing going on the stage.
Nice.
I love to bring it a little bit further out, like teaching us some dance steps and stuff, but Mm-hmm. It was going on. There was a band. There was music. That's it was wonderful. Amazing.
I wonder if you had it one of, during the scheduled concert times, or was it something special for food and wine?
I think it's just special for food and wine.
Okay.
But yeah, so that, bring that out.
Okay, sounds good. Here's my big ticket item, a ride. Okay. Snow White. <You know. laughs> Snow White was based in the Alps, okay? The Germany, the Alps, almost like a mine train, but not so scary, because that ride scares me a lot. But I don't know. I just think it would be really cool to bring Snow White into Germany, because that's where it was originated from.
You have to put Pinocchio. Yeah, oh, no, he's Italian. Never mind.
No, they actually do have Pinocchio in one of the villages. Because we see the Pinocchio Village. It's in Magic Kingdom across from Philharmonic, I think. Something like that.
But my brain went, oh, puppet, wooden clocks, Germany. No, wait, no.
Well, true. They said Geppetto was Italian, I think.
He's Italian.
Yeah, but Pinocchio, I think, was in Germany. So,
I would also like a ride or a museum for a not so known Disney character.
Can you make the people guess, like, who was starring in it?
There's the newest one has Lindsay Lohan.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yes, and the older one, who was the older one? Was it Dick Van Dyke?
It might have been.
Yeah, I'll check it out. You tell us what it is.
It's Herbie the Love Bug. Herbie.
And what was the number on it? 53.
Herbie 53. So apparently Herbie was built in Germany. I found that while doing research, and I was like, and I hooked onto it. I can't 100% say for sure that it is true, but my mind hooked onto it and will not let it go.
Wow. Okay.
So I would love to see Herbie. I loved Herbie as a kid.
Wow.
Yeah. I would imagine your ride, but you're hurt in a Herbie car.
That would be so cool.
Around. You could be racing. You could be defeating villains, apparently, because Herbie did that too.
Yeah, you could. And Herbie went up in the air. Herbie had what? Like, you'd have, that's, a, oh, it almost Herbie be like.
Even split in half and got first and third place in a race.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Give me a Herbie ride. We're a museum.
I really like that, Rose. Good idea.
Thank you. But yeah, I saw that role doing research and my brain just hooked onto it and would not let it go.
I think it's a great idea. I never even knew Herbie was made in Germany.
Yeah, I hadn't either. But I do agree that Snow White needs to come out.
Yeah. Merchandise. They're missing so much merchandise in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, our next stop is my favorite place to eat pizza.
They do merchandise Rapunzel.
Rapunzel from Germany?
Yeah, there's a lot of Rapunzel stuff in the clocks, where you can also find the clocks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't realize that. Yeah. I didn't realize Rapunzel was in Germany.
So give me Snow White, give me some Rapunzel.
Okay.
Also, why is the Rapunzel bathrooms in Magic Kingdom and not in Germany?
No idea.
That would be an amazing little thing to have have Rapunzel's castle, little tower in the background.
Yeah. Wow, it was. Origin is in France and Italy. But it says it's German.
Woo!
Yeah, wow.
Kidding.
Oh, they based their version on a German translation. That's why.
Ah.
Gosh, could you imagine Pascal and the artwork and everything else that could be if it was Tangled?
I don't want the whole pavilion to be Tangled, though.
No, but it's different. And a section of it would be wonderful.
Or just some artwork. Yeah, imagine. I'm thinking about how she did the paintings on the walls, but haven't said chalk paintings on the ground or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so let's go to Italy.
Okay, this is our last one because we're hitting time here. Okay, Rose, go for it.
So the first thing as I got into the I need a ride as I was getting towards these later ones. Yeah. A Lady and the Tramp ride.
Oh my gosh, I love Lady and the Tramp. They're in Italy?
Yes.
I know that part. Okay.
Anyway, so just as a refresher, Italy has the gelato stop, the pizza window that has odd hours, and two sit-down restaurants.
Oh, that's right. They have two sit-down.
Yeah, so I would like a Lady and the Tramp ride. I think that would be cute. I mean, in my head, I'm kind of picturing Tunnel of Lovey.
Aww,
with version all of a ride.
Yeah, with all fun around Tunnel it. Of
Love, but with puppies.
I like that.
So that's what was going on in my head. It could even be like a little boat ride, like you're in a gondola.
Very much like the other rides that are in Disney. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the first break thing that went into my brain. You can definitely see I was like entertainment at this point. Entertainment.
Yes.
I'd also love to see that guy who has the going to another thing. You know, the accordion with that's also like a piano.
Yeah.
I don't know why my brain thinks that's Italian, but I would love to see like those type of street performers going around.
In Lady and the Tramp, they're playing it. It's like the and it makes the noise. Yeah. It is an accordion.
That would be really cool.
Okay. My first thing is quick service besides pizza. Rose made a good point. There's two
later on my list.
Yeah. Garlic knots. Okay, maybe they're American, but everyone I know loves garlic knots. Okay. Like having a quick serve, what?
Have you seen those garlic knot sliders?
Yeah.
Where they carve out the middle and they put like a meatball slider on a garlic knot or a chicken parm on a garlic knot.
I seen the chicken parm one. That's really looks delicious. And you took butter and garlic over it. Yeah. Okay. So ZD, eggplant rotini, garlic knots, just another quick service. I think my big thing is to have like a concession stand outside the park, outside like their area to draw people in. Gelato. I was introduced to real gelato this year. Oh my gosh. It was, and it was in New Jersey. It was it in New York? I was in New York or it was in Westfield. And I was drooling over it. But to get to the gelato place, you got to go all the way in the back.
No, the gelato place is in the front.
Oh, it is? What's in the back on the left-hand side?
In the back, left.
It's ice cream. It's a boozy ice cream.
No, that's France.
Oh, sorry, guys.
So there is a gelato stop. It is right up front before you get to America.
Okay, then I have to go there, Rose.
It is, I think, $7.50 for a single scoop.
Whoa. Okay.
I did pay for it once. I think it's $7.50. It could also have been $9.50.
Oh, gosh.
It's expensive.
And gelato should not be that expensive.
It is open from 12 to 9. There is a bunch of different flavors. That's the good news. I think I got the mint. I'm a mint person. Just going to say that now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, sorry. A small cup is $8.75.
Wow, that's a lot.
But they do have a couple of different flavors, and they have some specialty things as well.
Okay. Well, I'll have to check it out. Now, I have to say, we were talking about Pinocchio, set in Germany, but I said a ride. Pinocchio is from Italy, so I was thinking like a canoe-like ride, like going through Venice, you know, something like that would be really cool.
Hey, you're going with my idea with the Lady and the Tramp. We both want rides.
Yes, it's because I think it's lacking. I mean,
yeah, it is very lacking in Italy.
It is. I mean, it's beautiful. I have to say the shop is, again, besides Canada, one of my favorites because I like the jewelry in it. But also you got Memphis. You've also got traditions in Italy that draw people to Italy. Pompeii, an excavation site for kids, you know, little kids area to dig. I mean, outside Winnie the Pooh or something like that in Magic Kingdom, there's a little kid spot to like play. Also Mount Vesuvius, huge in Italy. Why are we not addressing anything like that?
It would also be a good one for like a hiking path, but like a volcano expedition or like a caves.
Ooh. Caves in Italy? I don't know about that, Rose. That make me, I don't know.
Anyways.
Maybe another country, Greece.
Yeah, Greece would, well, there's no Greece.
I know, but that's what we should add. Like the Munchkin said, Scotland and Switzerland.
All right. Maybe when we're done with this, we'll talk about the countries that we would want to add and what we would put in them. But I'm going to go back to you were thinking about things for kids with the Pompeii. Guess what I was also thinking about? What kids should have a thing to do? We're almost in America. We're halfway around. We need something for the kids.
Yeah, we do.
The passports and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that, so especially if we're taking the boat ride away in Mexico and taking out the Donald and everything,
mm-hmm.
need something a little bit more DuckTales-y.
Well, that could go into Canada with hockey too. Just let you know.
Okay. But I thought of putting the DuckTales hub in Italy. I don't know why it spoke to me that Italy should be the hub of mm-hmm. it. I think just because Rome.
Yeah.
There's also Rome used to be pretty much the center before Britain was. So I thought that would be a great place for a hub. But that should be like, there should be a section that is DuckTales. Where true. They have missions, but you can come back and like gain points for the missions. You mm-hmm. could exchange your points for like stickers or something.
That would be cool. Yeah.
Just something. It's just something for the kids. And there could be like a back area where the kids could, basically a little playground, like they can slide and stuff. It's a little exploration mm-hmm. or like a little mini camp for DuckTales training.
That would be, actually, I like that idea. A little mini camp for us. That's a cute idea.
Thank you.
But you have to think about when you have little kids, they're in the strollers. They're bored. They need to get out and get their little legs exercised. And actually, a playground idea is genius. Nowhere is there a playground area.
Not in the lamb section.
No. I wonder if there's a liability there. That's why.
There might be, but I do know that the other sections of Epcot also have playgrounds, though.
Well, they used to have.
There's literally one right out in the open next to Connections. There's one inside of Mission Space area, which is indoors, air conditioning.
Really?
And then there is also a new area over by close to Canada, actually, but not quite, where there's a couple lawn games and stuff.
I didn't even know that. You'll have to show them to me. Okay.
Yeah. So honestly, Epcot is one of the friendliest parks for kids.
Mm-hmm. Magic Kingdom is geared toward kids, Rose.
Or getting your energy out and not just standing in lines.
There you go. That's better. Okay.
Sure. Also over in the aquarium. Kids love aquariums. There's also a little play area that makes music and stuff in the aquarium area.
And there's also the Figment ride at the end of Figment in Epcot where you do all that musical stuff that needs to get updated.
So key look, special look at a future episode is the playgrounds at Disney. I have made a list.
Okay. And I don't even know anything about it. But folks, we're going to have to say goodbye because it's going into almost 40 minutes. We want to end it. We don't want it too long.
Yeah. We try not to make them too long. That's a little snippet that you can listen to in the car or something on the way to work.
Mm-hmm. Except for those of us that drive 6 minutes.
Yeah. Lucky you.
Thank you. Okay, well, join us next time for the second half of how we feel that some changes and obviously some rides, but some of these are doable. They definitely are. In a merchandise standpoint, Disney, take advantage of it.
Yeah, Disney, listen to this podcast for merchandise.
Take care, everyone. Have a great magical week.
Have a magical week. Bye.
Bye.